Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're the Mighty Rock, a radio.com station. The near miss of the Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1, Seattle.
In case you were all dressed up with no place to go during the last men's room performance, here's what you missed.
Santa is making an early appearance this year. He's been self-isolating at a summer home in Annapolis, Maryland, and video chatting with kids to lift their spirits.
He's at a summer home in Annapolis, Maryland.
Yes.
Is he a multimillionaire?
Well, it's Santa freaking Claus. The dude's loaded.
Santa Claus is not a millionaire.
He owns his enterprise,
Santa
man.
Santa Claus makes like $50,000,
$65,000. He corners the dadgum market on Christmas stuff. Yes, he's a multimillionaire.
Works one day.
I know. And
I mean,
look how
a lot of money for
the guy
one
has
day.
A factory in the middle
one
of nowhere.
Day, I'll give you $75,000
one day.
He employs little people, man. What organization employs more little people?
Do you know what a tax write-off he has for his staff?
So you're telling me he's living by the Eastport Bar and Grill now in Annapolis?
Well, it's his favorite spot.
Ted, looking it up.
Yeah, don't Google Santa Summer House. It's a damn movie.
Oh.
Is it?
Santa Summer House.
Who is in Santa's Summer House? You've got to be kidding.
Blockbuster, I bet.
I don't even know who these people are. Cynthia.
Shocking.
North Dakota? I think they're going after your heart when you were a kid in school. You
Twinkies. Might...
Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Sloppy Joe's. I saw a whole thing on the areas of the country and what they call those.
What else are they called?
So it's like in some areas it's called a loose meat sandwich.
I thought loose meat was somehow different though.
No, that's Big Shirley.
Yeah, it's just ground beef with sauce.
That's like Indiana and stuff. I only remember it from Roseanne, the original Roseanne.
Loose meat.
Loose meat sandwich is a sloppy Joe.
All right. I didn't know that. Loose meat.
There's a couple other
I
ones.
I think I passed.
What's wrong with that?
Loose meat.
Who cares?
Well, I know, but it sounds like we just found these different scraps on the floor, threw them together.
It is hamburger.
I know.
All right, Louisiana kind of stuck to their wheelhouse. Crawfish etouffee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oui, chef.
God, I'm like, I thought like
etouffee.
And he lived in New Orleans, so I'm like looking over here, like, am I been saying it wrong my entire life?
No, I've been saying it wrong for 30 seconds though.
Vermont's still looking up pancakes, and then the last one.
Come on, Vermont.
It's the state.
Well, they have maple syrup.
I know. I would think right.
You would think they would know how to
syrup.
You would think they know already have the.
How many different things you put syrup on?
That's what I'm saying. You think they already know how?
There's
to
like
make
two
pancakes.
Or three things. You got to know how to make those.
Bitches, I want to give my coworker James a birthday shout out. Please give the dirty Germans in Waben talking about how all the volatile chemistry should be done in the fume hood. Thanks for all you guys are doing right now. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I do not know what any of that means, but I do like you want volatile.
Yes, just remember, never put your nose directly above it. Just waft it towards you.
Ja, sie schemi kellens in nicht ganz dicht.
Yeah, you show my meat test tube.
So, do you guys remember learning in science class about wafting stuff?
Yeah.
So I made that comment once at a holiday function as a child, like sixth grade. Like, you just waft the smell of the ham, Grandma. Yeah. To this day, I'm 39, my family gives a crap about it.
What, using the word correctly?
Waft.
Yeah, they're just, yeah, just like.
Are you wafting it to?
Yeah, exactly.
Wafted my way.
Can you smell your food or are you just wafting it? Like, I was in sixth grade, guys. Like,
Aaron with an E, are you sober or not sober?
Currently sober.
All right, Aaron, welcome to the show. Okay, Aaron, where do you keep it hidden? Your underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, the garage, or your trunk?
Underwear drawer.
Underwear drawer. You got some goodies in there?
I do.
Anything you'd like to share with us?
About your
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're wearing sex toys. Got to be.
Yeah,
right?
But what are you hiding in them?
It is. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Are there more than one sex toy?
Is there more than sex toys?
No, more than one sex toy.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anybody from the fine state of Kentucky in there in a little bottle?
No.
Okay, so, all right, no K-1.
Took me a second. I'm like, going state abbreviation.
You know what I'm
saying? Get some of that Kentucky jelly.
Hey, man, get some of that stuff slathered all over your buns.
Hey, girl, slather up the thighs with the Kentucky jelly. I'll be upstairs with this phone call.
Colonel's coming.
Colonel's on his way. The country of Suriname is part of what continent?
Europe.
What was that?
Europe.
Asia?
Nope.
Africa?
Nope.
Australia?
Nope.
Antarctica?
Nope.
North America?
Nope.
South America.
South America.
We got it. I give you a high five, Ted, but we can't.
Nice work, Miles.
We'll give you seven guesses. Which continent?
Together, we can figure out anything.
There's only a few continents.
And what's really impressive about that is that you guessed Antarctica before you even got to
North or South America. I know, but I thought it was going to be some weird thing. But when you said Nam, I immediately went
Suriname.
Asia.
Yeah. Look, I guessed Africa this morning, and I'll be like, I will be damned. So then I looked at the map because I refused to believe it's true. Well, Suriname is, in fact, in South America, kind of the northeastern corner-ish.
Oh, so by right Venezuela.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, now you have geographic knowledge.
Oh, I know the bigger countries.
I know
matter.
That. I believe it borders Suriname.
Yeah, it's probably right near Aruba, where happiness lives.
All right, your question.
That's what I'm calling Sam, South American Miles.
South American Miles, Sammy me. Boy, yeah.
Delaware, Connecticut, and Maryland. All we're looking up salmon.
Huh. And I got to tell you, and no offense to our East Coast listeners, and until you've been to the West Coast and had salmon out here. I mean, it's just Atlantic salmon, it's okay. But I'm telling you, I think the Pacific salmon is just absolutely 10 times better.
And a lot chiller. Hey, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
It really is, man.
Atlantic,
I'm Copperhead, bro.
It's much better. Coho.
Hang loose and eat me, bro.
Yeah. I got to get some blackened seasoning. I've been thinking about salmon for a while. But that's just weird. Those states would look up salmon. I wonder if that has anything to do with holidays, too.
What holidays?
We just had Easter. There was, Passover?
You know what? That's actually a good point, because that is a very Catholic part of the country.
Right? Oh, Ted, Tom Douglas's Salmon Rub with Love. That's a great salmon rub.
All right.
It's also a command Tom Douglas gave him once.
Yeah.
On a drunken night where he met Miles.
HR came and knocked on his door after that. You told him what?
Rub with love. It's the my salmon spice. Yeah, so he came up with
the name. For the fish. He smells like fish in here.
Rub with love.
Actually, that his rubs are great.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Let's see.
And his food's pretty good, too.
This
the man gives a fine massage.
All the Cholos love the show. Congratulations there on the syndication. I'm 58 years old today, and I would love to get a Here Comes the Dope Pusher, a big old bong rip, and the dirtiest of Germans informing me of the safest of sex at my advanced age. Thanks, guys. That's from Alan.
Here comes the Dope Pusher.
Yeah, at your age, there is no safe sex. And if you are having sex with me, there certainly is no safe sex. And if there is safe sex, there are no safe words.
Yeah, I was going to go with abracadabra. Seems like a word that would help you get out of sex. It's the safest sex would be full-body condom.
So we're going to ask you if you can figure out what Mr. Eddie Vedder is saying. Again, we go back to the song Go, released from their second album, Versus. Give a listen to the line and tell us if you can figure out what Eddie is saying.
One chance of survival.
Everyone's going to say survival because that's what it sounds like. But, of course, it's not the word survival. He uses the word, and everyone uses this word so much, servile.
Servile.
Oh. Like being subservient to someone.
What's the lyric?
So, once fastened, servile, now you're getting sharp. The idea, this is about childhood. So, once fastened, servile, once you rely on your parents, you bow down to them, now you're getting sharp. So, as you get older. Okay. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I told you you'd never get that, Dylan.
All right, Miles is right on that one.
You know what I want to do? I want to play this game with Eddie Vedder.
He knows the lyrics. He wrote them.
It doesn't matter.
You should have bet me, Miles.
I know. I wasn't going to get it. You weren't going to get it. Nobody's going to get it.
All right, what was the name of the Clampett's dog on the Beverly Hillbillies? And as a hint, it's the same name as the dog from the Bush's Beans commercials.
Oh.
Butch.
Maybe I got it wrong. The Beverly Hillbillies was Duke.
It is Duke.
It is Duke, Duke. Beans, right?
I roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah. The fact that that guy made that a saying, that's incredible.
Man, I saw a Bush's Baked Beans commercial the other day and I almost cried.
Why?
What, dude?
Because it was like people enjoying baked beans with their old grandmas and stuff over video chats. And I was like, what are you doing to me, Bush's Baked Beans?
Wait,
was
it making you sad?
They're just eating beans and looking at each other on TV?
Yeah, it was an emotional moment.
That doesn't sound sad at all. It sounds pathetic. Were you sad because you feel bad for them? Like, look at these poor sucks eating beans, talking to each other on television.
Oh, no, it's the opposite. I was like, damn right, Baked Beans. We're going to make it through this.
Baked Beans gotcha. They gotcha with the beans. Get out of here.
Made it through the whole day. That
doesn't shed a tear for Sarah McLachlan talking about puppies.
I put a whole can of bushes in my chili last night.
But eat beans and look at me mom through a computer screen.
I should get into this bean chat.
Oh, maybe I should eat some beans with my mom.
That's a tear jerker. That's my first love.
Now, the Men's Room legacy continues. Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright. Or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,255. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. 310 Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room chat of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack.
Drinking to draw.
All right, here we go. Florida man comes home to two burglars curled up and snacking on his couch. Florida woman is now facing felony charges after during video call she showed her imprisoned boyfriend her couch. And
right.
Florida cop suspended after using his taser on fiance and a family friend. Online searches appear that many want their new mullet lifestyle to end. And a Las Vegas man is arrested after mistaking an Amazon delivery man for a burglar. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, as the saying goes, some people have all the luck. And that may be true, but it doesn't mean that that luck is good luck. Take Roy Horn, for example. Half of Siegfried and Roy, in 2003, he's mauled by a tiger during a live performance in Las Vegas. Meanwhile, Siegfried was fine, but Roy was attacked. Fast forward 17 years to 2020, Siegfried's still fine. Roy has coronavirus. Well, maybe that's not really unlucky, as over a million Americans also have it. That's why educated places have implemented lockdowns. Now, some places, they are ending their lockdowns, including across the ocean. We go to a city called Antalya, Turkey. Now, that city had been under a shelter-in-place order for weeks, but it was finally lifted last weekend. So to celebrate, one woman, she went for a hike, and as luck would have it, she fell 100 feet to her death while posing for a picture in front of a waterfall. Welcome back. Now, perhaps the unluckiest person, though, in the history of planet Earth is an unnamed man from Iraq. All right? Now, he is the only person ever recorded to be killed by a falling meteorite. And I cannot begin to explain how astronomically low the odds are of getting hit by a space rock. But then that's why he rates as the unluckiest human ever. You got to think about it. It's a piece of rock floating around for like, what, 4.5 billion years in the void of space. One day it falls to Earth and hits this dude in the head and so. That's it. That's all she wrote. You can't be less lucky than that. But that said, you can still be unlucky, and that's what today's question is. Maybe it's you, maybe it's someone else, but you know there's that person where no matter what, if something's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong for them. So today's question, who always has the worst luck?
Before the big show, call 844-999-OLA. Like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW, the Seattle. Dude, it's the 80s.
Guess what I'm thinking?
Are AC/DC, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses the best bands on the planet? Should I draw a mustache on my sister's Cabbage Patch doll? Does anyone actually know what the hell Willis was talking about? And why does trickle-down economics sound dirty?
Lucky guess.
Dude, it's the 80s. Every Sunday, 7 a.m. till noon. Only on Seattle's big hair spraying station. 99.9 KISW. The Men's Room on The Rock. Brought to you in part by
Tulalip Liquor. Tulalip Liquor Store and Smoke Shop and Tulalip Market Chevron are still open for business. We have drive-thru convenience. Never get out of your car. Come inside for your everyday convenience. We are taking every precaution to keep you safe while you shop. Visit your local convenience stores on the Tulalip Tribal Reservation.
This is an important message about coronavirus. You are at higher risk for getting seriously ill if you are over 65, if you have any serious underlying medical conditions like heart disease, chronic lung disease like asthma, diabetes, or if you are undergoing cancer treatment. Stay home. Avoid close contact with others. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water for 20 seconds. Disinfect frequently touched objects like doorknobs and light switches. Visit coronavirus.gov for the latest information from the CDC. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Your go-to spirits from your favorite Washington distilleries always hit the spot. Sip by Delightful Sip. Well, now those same Washington distilleries are helping to keep your grubby paws clean while we stay safe and stay home. The team at Heritage Distilling Company is making hand sanitizer along with your go-to libations. And you can order online. We're all in this together. So stock up your liquor cabinet and keep your hands sanitized. Pick some up to go at a tasting room or heritagedistilling.com. Heritage Distilling Company. Please enjoy safely and responsibly.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith, and I'm here with my personal attorney, Kyle, from The Advocates. Let's take a look inside the life of Kyle.
Well, this should be interesting.
Kyle, do you stay up to the wee hours of the night poring over briefs, then passing out on your desk on top of a pile of papers?
Nope, sorry, Ted. I do sometimes work at home on cases, but when I get tired, I go to sleep in my own bed.
You are boring, but at least you take your cases seriously. Give the advocates a call. The consultation is free. 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
NerdWallet presents Money Questions, the lightning round. Here we go, Carol. How can people compare the best credit cards?
Turn to the nerds.
Should you pay off debt or save for retirement?
Turn to the nerds.
One more. Should I listen to my father-in-law's advice on mortgage lenders?
Turn to the nerds.
You win! Woo! Confetti is literally falling from the sky.
I'm going to put my winnings in a two-year CD.
That would be prudent, Carol.
From helpful tools to expert guidance, for all your money questions, turn to the nerds at nerdwallet.com. NMLS ID number 1617539.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/date. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/date. That's forhims.com/date for your free online visit. forhims.com/date.
It seems like just a few weeks ago, we all had pretty normal lives. There's been crazy times before, but nothing like this. The Sunset dealerships have been overrun with requests for new cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. And we know that that new rig could make everyone feel good. But not at the risk of your health and safety. So because of those serious health concerns, Sunset is asking for a favor. Please, wait just a little longer. Every single vehicle in every Sunset inventory is being cleaned and sanitized, making sure every safety inspection item meets or exceeds requirements for warranty protection for life and oil changes for life. Check Sunset websites and Facebook pages for up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dates or call, text, chat, or email. Every Sunset service facility is open and safe. But that new vehicle will just have to wait a little longer. Thank you for your patience, loyalty, and understanding. And in the meantime, stay safe, and we'll get through this.
One-of-a-kind experiences, great deals all over the Puget Sound, the Rock Shop, and more. Go get you some, rockaholics. GetMyPerks.com.
Due to recent world events, Hyundai Assurance is back. If you buy or lease a new Hyundai by April 30th and lose your job this year due to COVID-19, we'll cover your payments for up to 6 months. And for current owners financing through Hyundai Motor Finance, we have a program to protect you too. To our Hyundai family, we've got your back. To learn more, go to HyundaiUSA.com. Hyundai Assurance. Offer requires financing through Hyundai Motor Finance. Restrictions apply and proof of job loss required. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2020.
CVS Pharmacy delivers. And right now, to meet the needs of the current health situation, we're offering 1 to 2 day delivery for free. Get prescriptions and other everyday essentials like vitamins, allergy relief, snacks, and more from your local CVS. We understand your concern, and this is just one of the ways we can help you to be prepared and stay well. Visit CVS.com or call your local CVS pharmacy to get started. Restrictions apply. Offer valid on orders with a prescription.
The question of the day brought to you by Miles Montgomery, Steve the Thrill Hill, and the Ted Smith. Text the men's room at 77999-99.9-KISW.
All right, let's do this. 844-999-OLA, our question. Who always has the worst luck? You are listening to the men's room.
Oh, Bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Paula Bichola's in. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3,255 with a large and in charge. What the hell happened there? What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Positive Friday.
Guaranteed future repeat. That's right. It is a positive
Friday. Positive Friday.
Hell yeah, man. This is fantastic.
Let's go.
What a day we are going to have today for you. Except for the question, which is a bit of a downer. But either way, we'll make fun of you, and you can make fun of us, and we'll have a good time today. As our question today, who always has the worst luck? You know who that person is in your friend group, in your family. Mm-hmm. Someone who just, you know, whatever the deal is, it's always them. But before we get to there, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. The new coronavirus is now likely to keep spreading for at least another 18 months to 2 years, until 60 to 70% of the population has been infected. That from a team of longstanding pandemic experts, they predicted in a report that was released yesterday. They do recommend that the U.S. prepare for a worst-case scenario that includes a second wave of coronavirus infections in the fall and the winter. Even in a best-case scenario, people will continue to die from the virus, as they predicted. Now, just so you know, more than half of the United States is going to partially reopen in the next few coming days.
All right.
So 50% will. Now, here at home, there were 13 new coronavirus deaths yesterday, 257 new cases overall reported by the State Department of Health. That brings our total to 814 dead in Washington, 14,327 overall cases. Washington Governor, by the way, Jay Inslee, is scheduled to speak in minutes. An announcement is expected on the gradual reopening of what's going to happen here in Washington State. Some industries, like certain construction projects, elective surgeries, fishing, and golfing will be allowed to resume soon with some modifications. I believe all that starts on May 5th. A couple of other notes for you. I don't know why you'd be traveling, but if you have to, face masks will soon be mandatory for all passengers and flight crews on Alaska Airlines planes. They announced that today. That's a pretty good idea there. The policy does go into effect on May 11th for passengers, but by Monday, employees whose jobs make it difficult to maintain 6 feet of space between others, that would include pilots, flight attendants, customer service agents, all those people, they will be in masks.
But you got to remember, Alaska Airlines, it's nothing to do with COVID. They just really think their passengers are ugly.
Mm-hmm. And finally, in light of the coronavirus pandemic, Amazon is encouraging eligible employees to work from home now until early October to limit the spread of the virus and keep workers safe. An Amazon spokesperson said the company is prioritizing the health of its employees and following local government guidance in making the decision. So there you go. As we continue to hopefully help you stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. Okay, let's go on to our question today. Who always has the worst luck? It is a positive Friday. As Ted came in today and made everyone happy with his new Tiger King socks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I got Joe Exotic on my socks.
Let me see. Roll those up a little bit, man. You got them. They're too squatted down. Where in the hell did you get those? I mean, why did you see that and go, I have to have those?
So the funny thing is I did not. A friend sent them to me. Mm-hmm. So then there was a discussion among groups of friends. It was like, did Drunk Ted order these? Or did my mom send them to me? And everybody's like, Drunk Ted did. Plot twist. It was my buddy MCTP from the podcast.
Oh!
Matt had actually bought them and sent them to me.
We will have to get a picture of Ted's socks and put it up there on our Facebook page so you can enjoy it and bring the positivity to a Friday that we have there.
You gotta stay positive, and sometimes you gotta flex on people.
Who were the Tiger Kings of the world before this guy came around?
Siegfried and Roy.
Absolutely. We'll start right there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We'll start right there with
hypothetical.
Before all the Tiger King, the Joe Exotic and everything, there was Siegfried and Roy, and they were one of the biggest acts in Vegas. If you went to Las Vegas, much like Cirque du Soleil that has taken over, whatever, people went and saw Siegfried and Roy.
I hate to say this. I actually watched a documentary about these guys. It's one of those things where I was chuckling at first, like, Siegfried and Roy. Then I got sucked in. So, what we know Vegas to be today, as far as your matinee performance, these are the guys that basically started all that. So
Penn and Teller.
It wasn't David Copperfield. It wasn't Penn and Teller. They opened the door to make that stuff just part of what the Vegas experience.
Was that based on the matinee theory of when you could do shows?
It was mostly the way the documentary played out. Look, what these guys did, and let's face it, we figured this out with Tiger King, even though that show has very little to do with tigers, what initially drew you there is the idea of somebody with big cats. So we've always enjoyed that. Siegfried and Roy, they wanted whatever casino signed them to a contract, they convinced them to open up a matinee show.
The Mirage.
They convinced them to open up a matinee show because they said, look, man, kids would love this stuff, too. And at that time, Vegas just wasn't kid friendly, right? You're there to gamble and nothing else. So they did the performance. These things sold out. It goes around the world. The Mirage is getting business. The Strip's getting business because people are coming in just to see these guys do this stuff, right? Then you got your Penn and Tellers and all the rest of these
Everybody
people.
Everybody else came
but
too.
Yeah. But they were it.
And also, it should be said, like, the first time I went to Vegas, right, I was 21. Mm-hmm. And I remember going, we went to the casino, and you could also see the Tigers just in exhibits. And it was like, holy crap.
Right.
And what made it different is, you know, you can go to the zoo and see tiger. And this is such a stupid statement, but it's true. You can go to the zoo, you can see a tiger. But somehow seeing those tigers in Vegas, it wasn't just that they were tigers. You're like, dude, those are Siegfried and Roy's tigers. Like, and somehow that's like Tony the Tiger cool.
And not only that, but typically when you go to the zoo, they are in an enclosure. At the Mirage, you could literally, if someone wanted to walk up on stage and hug one of the performers, they could. There was no barrier. Yeah. Between those tigers and the front row, you have to understand how crazy this is. Like when you look back, it's almost like watching a TV show now where people are hugging or real close together. You don't want to post that picture up of a group of friends because people are like, dude, what are you doing? Like, that's from last summer. It wasn't this year, man. Knowing what you know now by watching this old footage, you're like, why in the hell would you sit front row?
I think the cheapest seats should be front row.
If you deal with live
tigers on this thing.
You know what I mean?
The expensive ones are in the balcony.
You
in
got
the back.
Kids sitting up there. You got to remember, even when Roy was attacked, there were kids in
mauled.
The front.
He was mauled.
There were kids in the front row, and the other tigers, by the way, some of them were just still sitting in their positions. Yeah. They didn't even get startled. They're just like, yeah, he's going to eat him. You know, they just kept sitting there like,
well, they're tigers.
I know that. But typically, you know, like anything, I mean, the show is going on, and then...
Bro, you owe me 20. I told Manico, I'll give you 20 bucks, you grab one of them.
So if you don't know what happened to Roy Horn, he was mauled during a performance on stage.
And today's the day? I'm tired of this.
But you know what? Let's face it. That's honestly what you paid to see.
And it was bad. I mean, it was not...
Yeah, it was a tiger.
That's not what you paid to see.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's like the Willendas. It's like, you don't want him to fall off of a tightrope, but let's face it. The reason you watch him walk across the tightrope is because he might fall.
But for 40...
You went to Siegfried and Roy, you don't want them to be attacked by tigers, but you kind of do.
For 40 years, they did this show. Never really an incident to this magnitude. 40 years they've been doing this. Multiple shows a day. Yep. I mean, that's a long run, man. You know what I mean? Considering all that. And then,
with live tigers.
But I'm telling you what,
when
that guy, the 400-pound Siberian tiger, decided to attack him in 2003, that guy was done with it. I mean, he was all in. He didn't just kind of attack Roy Horn. I mean, he like almost ate him on stage. It was bad. And Roy Horn had to go through all kinds
They tried to play. No. He was going into protective mode. That's why I grabbed him by the neck and dragged his ass off the stage.
Now, Siegfried, who is his partner? Are they life partners as well?
I don't know.
Yes.
They are. Okay.
I think that was one of those things they finally came out and were like, yeah, we're together.
Because I know he was.
Oh, no way.
I know he was.
Oh, my goodness. Where's my fainting couch?
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Guys. Well, no, I'm just saying.
Why would you even bother to bring it up? Like, we know.
I know that he was always there for him. I just didn't know what the dynamic was. It was a professional person with.
Maybe he's on the bench, but let's face it, man. If this were some broad.
He ain't on the bench.
Right. And you cared that much. Like, I hope you're having sex.
So I guess Roy is still not all there. I mean, he still has a lot of difficulties with it.
Yeah, he sounds like someone who was, I don't know, attacked by a tiger.
Okay, so in the documentary.
In the documentary.
They get to talk to him in present time.
A lot of times, if you've talked to someone who had a severe stroke, and it's over wits about them, but obviously the motor skills have run down and their ability to speak, he sounds a little bit like that.
Okay. They stepped back on stage in 2009 for a benefit show for the Cleveland Clinic. In Vegas, they raised $14 million for there. He said, Roy, I have no reluctance with the Tigers after the accident, adding that he's still very content and happy he is continuing to work on his recovery.
I was wrong. They're former lovers and lifelong friends.
Okay.
All right.
But they rarely talk about their relationship.
I see. Either way, Roy Horn now tested positive for coronavirus. So just so you know. Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
You know what the worst
positive Not that kind of positive.
Positive Friday.
Positive in a good way.
Oh, I thought you meant, damn it.
Roy misunderstood.
I thought this was like a test.
Yeah.
No? With a swab? Wow, we messed this up, Steve.
And what was the other animal?
Also, can we just acknowledge that tiger's name was Monocore?
It was Monocore.
Monocore.
You know what would make this worse? Honestly, God, the only thing that would make this worse for Roy Horn, because remember, tigers can get corona, is if he got it from a tiger. Like, we did this one benefit. I'm not scared to go around tigers. Like, Hey, brother, gave you COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, Jim.
So that's not, he's not a very lucky guy.
Out of the two of them.
And now, he's separated.
Right, there's Siegfried and Roy. One's attacked by a tiger. That same one, 17 years later, got coronavirus.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the other guy, he's fine.
He's good.
Right.
And he's single.
It's all good.
And he's enjoying his life.
Right.
That's a bad run of luck there.
He doesn't have to go to rehab. You know what I mean? Doesn't have to spend his life like
that. I mean, it's not funny. It's just how it shakes out. Like, why is Siegfried always on the better end?
Okay. He doesn't have to go to rehab. There is no chance those two guys did not do cocaine.
Oh,
I don't mean
God,
that kind of rehab. I mean physical rehab. I mean, like rehab, like, hey, I just got eaten by a tiger.
They live in Vegas. Rehab. They have white tigers.
Right. You're doing cocaine.
No, I mean, you know, obviously that. I'm not talking about that kind of rehab. All right. That's unlucky.
Hey, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You live in Vegas, you own tigers. Come on, dog. We ain't keeping that A-ball. Mm-hmm.
You kind of had a little bit of a weird unlucky streak there for a while, just injury-wise.
Oh, like falling off of stuff?
And then,
yeah, and then sledding down streets?
Not unlucky.
Was that all
that was stupid.
1 year, 2 year time?
It was like a 2 to 3 year span.
It was the one apartment.
You're right. It was.
And that's also where you masturbated on the porch on your knees. So it's a kind of a famous place.
There's all kinds of memories that come from that joint, man. The Santa-shaped smoke stain.
And you also tried to set a fire in there and realized that the chimney didn't work, right? So there was like...
In my defense on that one, Thrill was with me.
I was.
And the flume supposedly was open.
Okay,
it was.
And we put that log in there. So
would you get like a Duralog or something?
All right, so I have a Duralog, right? And it's supposed to burn red and green.
Yeah.
So you know me. It's a Christmas party. I'm all excited. So I also have this paper Santa that has like those weird like joints on the elbow. And
yeah, you can pose
them. So he can put them in different poses.
You can put them over the wall, too.
All right. So we light that log, man, and just black smoke starts billowing out of it, right?
Okay.
So... I think, Thrill, did you grab like a pot holder or something?
I don't remember how we
got it outside.
But it was bad.
And we like threw it lit onto the same balcony.
But a lot has happened on that balcony.
The craziest part is, though, was there was this like black outline of like the weird Santa.
Because all the smoke. Like when you took Santa down.
Like when great-grandma dies and she was a smoker and you take the pictures off the wall.
Right.
You realize that the paint on the walls was really a mauve.
It's in the shape of Santa.
Right, Santa. With these weird, it's like he's doing the robot.
Oh man!
Yes, there was that. There was almost a fire there. Then I fell off my balcony there.
Yeah, and then you split your head open.
Yes, 12 stitches.
And then
12 staples back in my head.
And then that was the same place you decided to sled ride down a hill on a pallet crate.
No, that's not unlucky. That is dumb.
That was dumb.
Right.
And the best part is that me and my buddies were sliding down. Look, I mean, if you live in Seattle, we're sliding down East Denny in a snowstorm. This was the same snowstorm where the bus slid off.
Like a bus, like a Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crashed on 95.
So we're sledding down on these like wrestling mats, right? Which already seemed kind of wild. And when I hopped on the pallet, my one friend, Phil, goes, I wouldn't do that, man. I was like, it doesn't matter. It's fine. It wasn't fine. We hit the curb at the bottom of Denny. The pallet explodes and this shard just jabs me so hard.
Oh!
Right.
So he wasn't like an impact injury. It was from the actual crate.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, I did not realize.
Right. So it just shattered into splinters.
Right. And then I had this giant hematoma growing off like my upper thigh, basically my buttocks, if you will. So then, when I went to the emergency room that day, like, doctors kept coming in. And I was like, are you my doctor? Oh, no, man. I just had to see it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
It's like show and tell?
Yes.
For the medical staff?
And this was, years ago. But also, it was odd because whoever the actual doctor was, she goes, I have to write you a strong prescription. I go, okay. And she goes, I'm going to give you, she goes, I'm going to prescribe you 60 Percocets. And I kind of like smile. And she goes, oh, no. You haven't even gotten to the painful part yet.
Oh, God.
What's the painful part?
2 days later.
Was it that bad?
Yeah, because it was still growing at that point.
Oh, so the Percocet weren't even giving you really a buzz. They were just taking care of the pain.
Correct.
Were they taking care of the pain?
You weren't going to use all 60 Percocet in 2 days. You'd still have some.
Oh, no. She was like, it's going to take weeks for that to heal.
Okay. And then you had to get on a plane.
Correct.
How many days after this?
Like 2 days later.
Oh. And you did it, though, right?
I did. I upgraded to first class to get a little room.
Uh-huh.
And then, right, like...
Were you completely perked out when you got on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
They're used to that in first class.
How flying were you?
By the end of the flight, so was the guy next to me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no way you shared. That's what you do on flights.
Right.
At least you used to.
He was like, first time in first class? I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, the drinks are free. And I was like, well, you know what? I have this massive injury. We should hang out.
So you guys just drank it at Burke's Elf Line?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, but you're right. There was some bad luck in that house. I was on a flight where a guy died and we had to stop in Montana.
No, wait. I know that sucks, but in that story, I don't feel that you were so unlucky.
I guess you're right. I mean,
yeah. One person died.
Right. He was the most unlucky.
You were just diverted.
Other than falling off the balcony and almost dying, that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, well, the best part is that I get the 12 staples out of my head, and then, like, on a Friday morning, and then I fly back east. My good friend of mine's getting married, right? And when they took out the staples, the doctor said, hey, just don't hit your head. I go, how would I have another head injury? Like, come on.
Yeah.
On the way to the rehearsal dinner, we got in a car accident.
And
I hit my head.
No way.
I swear to God.
No way.
Yeah.
Did it open the sensation?
It didn't, but I remember sitting there going, Bernie, I'm not supposed to have another head injury.
I do not know how you're alive. Jesus. I mean, honest to God.
Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW. This is The Rock of Seattle.
To the road crews from Bellingham to Olympia, keeping the path clear for other essential workers. And the Comcast workers keeping us connected. A thank you isn't enough. That's why starting today at 6 p.m., every hour this weekend is dedicated to you. The PNW's Essential Workers Weekend. Supported by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. From Seattle's Essential Workers Appreciation Station, 99.9 KISW.
The Men's Room on The Rock, brought to you in part by
the Law Offices of Travis Gagne.
Coronavirus outbreak is scary enough, but the unintended consequences are devastating. You're out of work, the bills are piling up, but there is help and hope. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can help you create a plan with your creditors to get you through this. Visit ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Castle. We see them in the news sometimes lacking their own protective gear. They're the selfless people helping the sick get well, sacrificing themselves to be there for all of us. Every day, they're on the front lines doing critical work to continue flattening the COVID-19 curve. So, to the amazing hospital workers, nurses, doctors, lab techs, custodial staff, we are so grateful for you. Thank you. 99.9 KISW is helping Seattle stay connected. Learn more at radio.com/stayconnected.
Whether you need a car now or plan to buy someday soon, Cars.com has nearly 2 million cars ready for home delivery. Set up virtual appointments with local dealers to tour your favorites. Save the car you want, click to buy when you're ready. Find your match on Cars.com.
You need your daily dose of news as much as you need that first cup of coffee.
Yes.
Just download the Radio.com app. Radio.com is your mobile audio connection to the top news sources, including CNN, CBS News Radio, and Bloomberg. Local, national, and international news.
Fire broke
24
out.
Hours a day.
The trade war.
All in one place. And all just a click away. Get the news you want, when you want. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Les Schwab would like to thank those who drive to work every day to provide essential services. The doctors, nurses, and pharmacists, law enforcement and firefighters, grocers, cooks, servers, and all essential workers. We're dedicated to helping you get where you need to go safely. We're also dedicated to your safety by cleaning and disinfecting our stores and the inside of your vehicle and providing online appointments at leschwab.com. Stay safe and healthy out there. Les Schwab Tires, where doing the right thing matters.
Just because you're single doesn't mean you have to be alone. This is Mark Owen, founder of Events and Adventures, the private club for singles. We normally are doing crazy stuff all over the place, but right now it's all online. Every night you can go to our events right from your house. Come be a part of our comedy clubs and improv nights, cooking classes, happy hours, trivia contests. We're finding innovative new ways to help our members stay connected and have a great time. And we have the best event planners in the world putting things together just for you. Right now, we're all separated, but we don't have to be alone. Join Events and Adventures. Be a part of our group of singles. You get to meet new people every night at amazing events. These are difficult times, especially if you're single. But Events and Adventures is here for you, and we'll continue to be here for you after all this is over. We can't wait to meet you. Come have fun with us. Learn more at eventsandadventures.com. That's eventsandadventures.com. Just because you're single doesn't mean you have to be alone.
Pressure often brings out the best in people. We help each other more, show more generosity, more kindness. Here at Car Toys, we've been proud members of this neighborhood for decades. And the most important thing on our minds right now has been the well-being of our customers and staff. So our stores are temporarily closed. Of course, we gearheads are still dreaming about all the ways we can upgrade the sound and safety of what's sitting in the garage. Fortunately, CarToys.com is still open, and you're welcome to head over there, too, to learn all about the latest smart technology to upgrade your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, RV, or all-terrain vehicle. Lots of upgrades like adding a dash camera or replacing your factory speakers are pretty easy do-it-yourself projects. Or you may just want to treat yourself and let our expert installers put it in for you once we reopen. Anyway, stay safe. Let's keep helping each other out. And if you want to use some of the extra time on your hands right now to learn more about how to put the smart technology new vehicles have in your ride, visit CarToys.com.
A better way to go.
Okay, I think we've all figured out just how powerful and important it is to stay connected to everyone in your life. I learned that firsthand when I was sidelined at home for a few weeks. And if I didn't have Xfinity Internet, I'm telling you, I would have been crawling out of my skin. What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Let's be real. Xfinity Internet is fast and reliable. And since we're spending more time than ever online with family and friends, you don't just want Xfinity Internet and Wi-Fi. You need Xfinity Internet and Wi-Fi. Look, you're working from home. Your kids, yeah, they're home too. They're connecting to virtual classrooms so they can keep getting their education. And you don't have time for slow connections. And there's no doubt that sometimes you just need to escape to the other room or bathroom for a little quiet time. So it's a good thing you have Xfinity Stream app, because you can get all your entertainment in one place. And the whole time, your family's completely oblivious to what you're really up to. Head to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
One-of-a-kind experiences, great deals all over the Puget Sound, the Rock Shop, and more. Go get you some, rockaholics. GetMyPerks.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The Men's Room on the Rock, powered by the Advocates, official sponsor of the Men's Room. The last thing anyone expects is to be injured in a car crash. That's why you want the Advocates on your side. Don't get lowballed and taken advantage of by the insurance companies. Call the Advocates today, 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
The question of the day brought to you by Miles Montgomery, Steve the Thrill Hill, and the Ted Smith. Text the Men's Room at 77999-99.9-KISW.
Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room. Encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. We have an update here for you. Positive Friday, by the way.
Positive Friday.
Just so you know.
Positive Fridays.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee is extending the state stay-at-home order through May 31st.
Positive Friday.
Unveiled a four-phase approach to reopening the state. We have not won the fight against the virus, he said just a few minutes ago. And he broke it down into four phases. As stated, phase one could be lifted in mid-May. Some of those things include retail curbside pickup, auto sales, car washes, drive-in church services. The ban on large gatherings will remain in effect, even gatherings where participants think they can socially distance. Phase two includes camping, outdoor recreation. Gatherings of five people or less could return. New construction, possibly in-store retail purchases with health restrictions. You might be able to get a haircut in phase two. I know a lot of people are concerned about that. Restaurants can
you
open
should be, dog.
With 50% capacity. Table size no larger than five people. No one has as bad as their own Brian Thorpe.
Oh,
man, he's looking like Jeff Lynn. Some professional services and offices could open as well. And pet care services, including grooming, could resume. So there you go on that as we continue to try to encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. Okay, back to the question. Who always has the worst luck? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
How's your guys' Friday? It's going great, man. I'm off work.
Nice.
There you go.
So who has the worst luck?
That'd be me. I should have known when I was a 19-year-old kid getting into construction that when I was acting like a ninja, dislocated my knee, that I probably should have got out. But I didn't. And now I'm 34. And every job I go on to ends up being always chaotic, something breaking, whether it's typically always like vendor, like defects or manufacturers, like boilers catching fire at a hospital, transformers blowing up, generators destroying equipment because the spike of voltage is too much. And it's always the jobs I'm on. It's not If other people don't deal with it, it's typically just me.
Okay. What do you think it is about you that, all of this chaos seems to show up when you're around?
I just think that I give off some sort of weird energy because I'm in the process of trying to build a house right now, and COVID hit. It's always something that comes about.
Like, so wait a minute. What you're telling me is we have a global pandemic because your selfish ass just wanted to build a house.
I think we've all had something on the table, you know what I mean, that kind of got taken off, you know, but building a house is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, man. Like, I was 20 hours from turning out as an electrician, and I broke my ankle. That's another story, too. But a lot of them are self-inflicted. I get that, but... Well, it always seems to be my luck.
You sound like you're dealing with high voltage, too.
Yeah, at times. I mean, I'm an inside wireman. It's commercial end, so most I've dealt with is 12,400, you know, up in that range.
But how many volts does it take to kill someone?
Yeah, have you been zapped? Have you seen someone get zapped real bad?
I've been hit in the head with 277, where a wire fell out of the ceiling and hit me on the ear while my other side of my head was on T-bar, and I felt the sine waves go through my brain. So, yeah.
How are you?
At least you're ready for the next Spartan race.
Did you drool for like a week? Was there anywhere like you couldn't get near a microwave?
Or did you have superpowers?
Was there anything weird that happened to you?
Are you a Ninja Turtle?
I thought that I would get superpowers, but really when I was reading on it, it was talking about how you could, like, have suicidal thoughts and depression. So I just kept drinking that whole weekend, and I never had any issues.
Nice. Because, you know, there's nothing better than a depressant if you're having suicidal thoughts.
Like, you know what? I need a drink.
Yeah, I'm going to get hammered.
That's when I make my best decision.
I think we've all come to that determination, even just today. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get hammered.
Man, so earlier today, and it's not a big thing, right? Just get some bad news, but I'm like, whatever, man. I'll deal with it. I'm going to go get myself a burger at the one place that's open.
Mm-hmm.
I go, they know me there. It's fine. They're making my burger. And I purchased two lemonades in the glass bottles, all right? They hand me my burger. You just bag it up yourself because that's the way things are now. So I don't know what is going through my mind. The counter was not as long as I thought it was. So as I'm putting my burger in the bag, my lemonade in my left hand, I go to set it down on the counter. It just drops to the floor. But if you were looking at me...
It breaks and splashes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's a glass bottle.
This thing broke, and I'm already licking this.
What kind of lemonade
mood.
Comes in a glass bottle?
You know, I'll grab the other one I bought. It's very good. But,
oh, I like a taste of that. You know me. I like a good lemonade.
But the thing, if you were looking at me and didn't realize just how stupid I actually am, it looks like I was being the biggest D in the world. It looks like I'm just holding my hand out, like dropping the mic, and just dropped their product.
Clean it up, bitches.
And I felt so bad. And there's three construction guys.
Your life. Yeah. You want to be essential?
Yeah.
Boom.
That's I'll make you essential.
I'll make you essential right now.
Ted, this is what it looked like. So, and the look I got
I
from
hope
the
you were just staring him dead in the eyes.
Yeah,
F you.
Right. Go to
hell. Oh, the guy's in the kitchen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.